This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is Rob Dew here live for the third and fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be hosting, I think, in the fourth hour, we're going to have Leanne McAdoo and Jakari Jackson joining me. If you are listening to this on the radio and you'd like to watch it in video, go to Infowars.com/show and you can watch a video of everything that's going on here. You can see the studio that was helped paid for by PrisonPlanet.tv members and also supporters of the InfowarsStore.com. We're going to go back to Nathaniel in South Carolina, who is, I was listening to this in my office and very angry. And I think, you know, very justified in why he's angry. I just want to say this before I go back to him. If you start a shooting war with the police, it's not going to end well on either side. And we have to defeat this with the info war, using cameras, putting this stuff out and just inching forward. It's not going to change overnight, I can tell you that. But Nathaniel, go ahead. Finish with what you were talking about.
For the idiot member of Black Lives Matter that had that obscure blog talk radio show that probably 50 people didn't hear until Alex put it on his airwaves, and, you know, millions of people hear it, which, you know, I got to question what's the motive behind that. But, again, we're dealing with an obscure blog talk radio guy that probably didn't have 50 listeners, okay? I'm not defending that. You don't indiscriminately go out and kill anybody. What Minister Farrakhan is talking about is that 12-year-old boy in Ohio, where the cops roll up and shoot him dead. There's no redress. There's no way to get justice. I absolutely understand taking a weapon and going out and serving justice on that police officer, on anybody who would kill somebody unfairly and indiscriminately without and them having no redress, and the family having no redress, okay? That's what any man would do. So my problem is Alex Jones constantly attacks the mainstream media, and rightfully so, for developing narratives and then running with it, whether it's climate change, gay rights, or whatever they're doing. Well, the right-wing media has developed a narrative also, and they're running with it, which is that Black Lives Matter is the new Third Reich. You have some idiot members of that organization talking about murdering people indiscriminately? Absolutely. Are they funded by Soros? I don't know. I haven't looked into that. But I can assure you, it's not an organization of millions of people looking to kill white people indiscriminately. Okay? Just like if you go to any Tea Party rally, you can, you know, the left wing will always record the two or three who talk about the Negroes and the no good Mexicans. And then Alex complains that all of the Tea Party is painted with that broad brush. The same thing here. And I didn't even call to defend Black Lives Matter. I personally am not concerned with them. I'm concerned with taking what Minister Farrakhan said and twisting it and then tying it to what that idiot at Black Lives Matter said. They're two completely different things, okay? Completely different. And that's indefensible. He can't complain about his words being taken out of context when it comes to the Boston bombing and being deeply racist. And then he twists the words of somebody else. That's my issue, okay? I understand dealing with the police and things of that nature. I'm scared to death for my son. Scared to death.
Okay? Nathaniel, I can tell you this. What that radio talk show that we played, that was not an isolated incident. We have video that we shot ourselves of a open carry march. And it wasn't, I don't think it was the New Black Panthers, it was a different group. But they were shouting the same things while they were armed. I think it was oink, oink, bang, bang. That's what they were saying. And there's other talk shows, and those were New Black Panthers that were saying, you know, you should go out and it's going to be open season on white people. This is not a isolated incident. But I hear what you're saying, too. I mean, this is why we have to come together and have this open discourse. And I thank you for calling. We're going to be back with Attorney Adam Lowry to talk about a case of, where the police murdered a guy, shot him in the neck just for going to a bank. So we'll be back with that. It's Rob Dew, InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. You are tuned in to some of the, I think, the most hardcore radio station or radio show in the country right now. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew. I'm hosting for the next 2 hours. And this is my guest, Adam Lowy. Did I pronounce that right?
Lowy.
Sorry. He's going to be joining us. I'm going to get to his story. And he's an attorney representing the family of Larry Jackson. And this was a story that about 2 years ago hit Austin. Mr. Jackson went into a bank trying to cash a check or do some business at the bank. The doors were locked. He was confronted by a police officer. He ran off. There was a scuffle. And I'll let Adam tell you more about it. Coming up in the fourth hour, I'm going to show some of the shocking video that I posted yesterday on InfoWars.com of the young girls in Mexico convulsing on the floor after receiving HPV shots. And there's at least 10 to 15 girls on the floor having these convulsion attacks. And this is just one of the ways people are being attacked is through these soft kill vaccines. Another way is through overzealous warrior cops who come after people and are trying to be judge, jury, and executioner all at once. We saw this earlier in the week when we showed the video of the man being killed in San Antonio. put his hands up, and he gets shot. He is standing still with his hands up for at least 2 seconds, and he was murdered in cold blood. But first, I want to go to that video from KXAN. It'll give you a little bit of context to the story. It's a couple years old now, so let's run that video.
You can see around 4 o'clock that afternoon, Larry Jackson Jr. peers into a bank. It had been robbed earlier that morning. After he speaks to a bank employee, Detective Kleinert walks out of the bank and starts talking to Jackson. 2 minutes later, Jackson decides to take off. You can see Kleinert run after him from 3 different camera angles. The chase ended near Shoal Creek with Jackson shot dead. Prosecutors have charged Kleinert with manslaughter. His lawyers say his gun went off accidentally. Kleinert is now awaiting a decision from a federal judge about whether the case can be tried in federal court. At the time of the bank robbery, Kleinert was working on a federal task force.
There you go. So, overzealous cop. I think he commandeered a vehicle, too, didn't he, in that chase?
It absolutely is the worst police shooting case I've handled, and I would submit one of the worst police shooting cases in this country. And I think that's evidenced by the fact there was an indictment over what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The very quick summary is Larry goes to the bank. He does run. Kleinert chases him. Kleinert, a senior detective with the Austin Police Department, literally commandeered a civilian car. It was an older woman.
Something you see in the movie.
Out of a 1970s movie.
Yeah.
Tells her to start driving. Her testimony is she was terrified. She testified she didn't even realize or think he was a cop. He was going crazy. She was telling him to calm down. Eventually, Kleinert saw Larry, said, stop, stop, gets out of the car, chases him under the bridge. What happens under the bridge is he attacks him, starts beating him, and then while Larry was on his hands and knees, Kleinert put a gun to the back of Larry's neck and pulled the trigger. And when I say the back of his neck, the autopsy report confirms, and we saw the body, there is literally a muzzle imprint that was on the back of his neck. It was an execution-style killing, and he murdered him. I think that the indictment, while we are grateful there at least was an indictment, the indictment is wrong. It should not have been a manslaughter indictment. It was not an accident. It was not reckless. It was intentional, and it was deliberate. And I think that because of those facts, it's without question the worst police shooting in the history of this city and one of the worst in the nation.
And so you've had to deal with the city and the police department in this. What are some of the things that are not coming out about this case that you can see publicly in press and on TV, but that they're not really telling you that you know of?
Well, the biggest thing is the position of Larry's body. What you hear, the narrative from the city and the police department is this was an accidental shooting. They keep repeating that. It clearly was not accidental. And there's a lot of reasons why it was not accidental.
Was he handcuffed?
He was not handcuffed. And here's an important point, too. The grand jury testimony has leaked or was filed by the district attorney's office. Kleinert himself in the grand jury testimony stated that Larry Jackson was not a threat. So unlike other police shooting cases where the police officer says, this guy was a threat, I was in danger, Kleinert's not saying that here. So he wasn't a threat, he was shot in the back of the neck, and he was on his hands and knees when he was shot. And I think that put together, the city and the police department simply have not educated the public about what happened here. And I will tell you, if it wasn't for the work of my law firm and the forensic experts that we've hired, this family would have never known the actual facts here. We have done extensive investigation and done a lot of reconstruction about how he would have had to have been shot if he was shot in the way the bullet went through his body. Mm-hmm. And we have no doubt that he was on his hands and knees.
God. And, you know, this goes back. There was another case in, I think, Oakland where the cops were arresting some people. I don't know all the details of it, but the guy, he says he was pulling out his taser to tase a guy, and he shot him through the back and killed him.
Right.
He used his gun.
It was the Oscar Grant case.
Right.
This is actually fairly similar to that in certain respects.
Except there's video of that.
Right.
That
there was video of that, and that officer was eventually convicted. This is different. I think this case is much worse than that case because I think this was so deliberate. He was tracked down. I think the Oscar Grant case was one in which the officer clearly was unjustified in the use of force, but it was a type of situation that evolved very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This was a case in which the situation evolved quickly due to the actions of a police officer that was out of control. And so I think it's absolutely one of the worst cases we have seen here, and I'm very cautious about how this thing's going to play out, and I'm very nervous about how or whether this officer is going to have to face a jury over this.
And so they're trying to get this case thrown out. How is that working?
Right? So the police officer, he had worked for the police department, Austin Police Department, but he also was on a federal task force. And there's a lot of these federal task force around related to a variety of things. But because of that, he and his lawyers were able to argue he has what's called supremacy clause immunity. And this is a type of immunity that literally is from the 1800s. There's literally only about 20 cases about this type of immunity. And in short, what it is, it was created for when we were a frontier nation and the federal government was worried about peace officers, federal agents, doing something in the West and being prosecuted in state court. The government at the time said, no, they should be prosecuted in federal court. They should have the protection of a federal court. And so what's happening now is that this officer who killed a resident in Austin, who is an Austin resident, the case should be in Austin, he was able to remove it to federal court. And the problem with that is he is trying to argue he has supremacy clause immunity, which means if it's granted, he cannot be prosecuted for manslaughter. That is the current argument before the court. And sadly, they have some cases to support that. I'm confident that the judge is going to let this go to a jury, but you never know. Just the very fact we have to worry about this is very disturbing. And I think it shows the lengths in which it is so difficult to hold government accountable when they kill someone. Obviously, if I killed a police officer, I would have no immunity claim. I would be prosecuted for first-degree murder, as I should be. But in this case, you have an officer who clearly committed a crime, who was indicted for manslaughter, but he's allowed to use all of these defenses, these immunity defenses, which I think are very troubling, very troubling.
And I think that's something we're going to see more in the future as you see the federal government and state governments, especially in the police forces, coming together. You're going to see a lot more of this. Well, hey, I'm on a federal task force. I can do certain things that I couldn't do as a police officer, but now I can do them because I have this federal protection, and they seem to be using this. The federal government does it. If you go out into the woods and a Forest Service guy comes up, these guys think they have the power of God.
Right. It's a very little understood part of the law unless you actually deal with it, and that is immunity. People don't realize the government, by and large, is immune from being held criminally or civilly responsible for anything they do. And it's a long set of laws that's created by the government because the government creates the laws.
Right.
It's fairly obvious.
Well, and if you do something to a federal agent, it's like worse than if you were to do it just to another person.
Absolutely.
If you go up and hit a regular person in the jaw, it's assault. If you go up and do it to a federal officer, it's assault of a federal officer, and that takes... There's more penalties than that.
Correct. And I think that there's some arguments as to why the government should be protected legally from a situation like you described. But the problem is, on the other side of the coin, when the government kills, and to have the local authorities be so inhibited from getting this guy convicted, have so many hurdles to get over, it's almost like they've created a situation in which they are dissuading district attorneys from bringing these cases against police officers because the district attorney's office is going to think, this is going to be really difficult. We're not going to be able to do this. So they let it pass. They get a no bill. They forget about it. And so that's why this case is so important, no matter how it plays out. I think it is very important that this case goes to a jury trial. I think it will be a travesty of justice if this officer is allowed to get off, literally get off on an immunity defense. And I think it needs to go to a jury trial. We're going to see. I think we'll find out.
Is the officer currently working now?
The officer actually retired. And I put that in quotes, retired. He was going to face a disciplinary hearing. And the evidence shows that Chief Acevedo was going to fire him. But this officer, who is a 20-year veteran, elected to retire in order to preserve his pension. So the city, or more specifically the taxpayers, are paying this guy $7,000 per month for the rest of his life because he was able to preserve his pension. And that's really a whole nother topic of conversation that I think is a very sad aspect of this case. But he was he is not working in law enforcement anymore. And he never was officially fired because he retired before that happened.
Yeah, and that seems to happen in all forms of government. They know action's about to come down, so they either resign or retire, so they don't have to face the music, they don't have to answer, they don't have to come before grand juries. I guess in this case he would if at some point this case does go to trial. So what is the status of the case at this point?
So the status of the case is it is 2 years old.
Yeah.
It's literally over 2 years now, which is really unbelievable if you think about how long that is. There is a trial set in November, but we are all waiting on the immunity decision, which should be around October. But even if the decision says it has to go to trial, we are anticipating that his lawyers will appeal that decision, which they legally can do, to the Fifth Circuit. Mm-hmm. So I don't see this thing ending for another year or two.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to be back here with Adam Lowy. Adam Lowy. Sorry about that. It's the Alex Jones Show. This is Rob Dew hosting. You can watch us live at Infowars.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lisig. Kick some ash with Lisig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lisig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Join Adam Lowy. He is with me. He's an attorney representing the family of Larry Jackson, who was killed by an Austin police detective back in 2013 for simply not wanting to sit there and be hassled as he was going through his daily business. And, of course, the cops did kind of run a demonization campaign against him after they said he had past indiscretions. And
oh, yeah, that's always the MO in right. Every police shooting case.
You're not an angel, so therefore you deserve to be shot in the neck.
The police automatically will pull the criminal record. They will automatically contact their mainstream media sources and have them put it out there. And make no mistake about it, it's planned, it's deliberate, they know what they're doing. And so in this case, they claim that he went to the bank to commit an identity theft, that he was going to pass a fake check or had a fake ID, and that they had this whole story about what he was going to do. But here's the interesting thing. There was a guy with him that they know was with him. They were looking for him, and they eventually arrested this guy. That other guy's never been charged. So they're telling the public that this was some sort of bank robbery or an identity theft, a federal crime, but his alleged partner has never been charged. The truth of the matter, it wasn't. And that when you start looking and start digging into the details, I think that what you pointed out is correct. They will always attack the character of the victim because it helps shape the narrative in how they were going to have this thing play out.
Right. And it also stops the public response. They're like, well, maybe he was a bad guy. Maybe we should just stand down. There was just a it looks like they had a protest at the end of August here. Were you involved in that?
That was a meeting, a panel that the mayor was on, that I was on, that the police chief was on. Over 700 people showed up. It was extremely well attended. There were some protesters, but most of all, it was a pretty good dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I think by, you know, I've done this for 10 years, and I've been to a lot of these town hall type meetings. 5 years ago, you would have had 50 people there. Now you have 700 people there. I think that it's obvious this is a huge issue for people, not just in the minority communities, which it's been an issue for decades for those folks, but so-called white America now realizes how bad this issue is. And I think we're living a very interesting and important time in our nation's history because of that.
Well, that and people getting on social media and making us think about stuff like this.
Right.
In all the different avenues that you have, you know, you have email lists, you have newsletters, you have Facebook, Twitter. I mean, you could just go on, and you keep flooding it out there, and you keep people aware of what's going on, and that gets them interested instead of like, well, I should just go and watch TV. Well, maybe I should go get involved in something about my community, because maybe I don't want to be on the wrong end of a gun at some point because I was just walking up to a bank.
And that's the big thing. If you think about 5 years ago, especially 10 years ago, if you had a police shooting, you would have the shooting, the police narrative, and then the media would control the entire narrative. The media relies exclusively for their sources on the police.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to repeat what the police say. The difference now is with Twitter, with social media, with shows like y'all have here, there's other voices that people can listen to. And that's why it's a truly revolutionary time, because people don't just have to accept what the government's telling them. And that generally was the case until the rise of the internet.
Exactly. And there are no government officials here telling us what to say, although they probably like to do that. We're going to take calls in the next segment. Adam, you ready for that? You ready to hear
some
callers? All right. We had Samuel earlier, who was very, very angry, and I think justifiably so. But I want callers who are coming up. We got Dion, Kristen, Chris, and Jimmy. I want you guys to have a question or comment for the guest. And then if you want to bring up something else real quick or, you know, ancillary to that, feel free to, but you've worked on CPS cases, you've worked in police brutality cases. So like, what are some of the cases you've done in your career?
The main focus of what I do is personal injury, which is the traditional car crash, truck crash, things of that sort. The subspecialty I have is police brutality. So I've handled everything from wrongful imprisonment, police shootings, taserings. I was on the show about a year ago when Noe Nino de Rivera was tased. He had a high school in Bastrop. This was the young man that was tased.
And he hit his head.
Brain injury. Yeah. And so we look at all cases, and we've handled many of them. And they're very important cases. They're very important cases. Most lawyers will not touch these cases. Needless to say, these cases are very difficult. You're suing the government. You're up against public opinion. You have issues of race you must deal with when you try these cases. Because often, especially here in federal court, the jury is generally all white, and generally it's minority victims. And so it makes it very complicated, but I think it's extremely important that these cases are brought because the government must be held accountable. And if the government is not held accountable in some way,
the government will continue to do worse things. And so I think that's why these cases are so important.
And, you know, the work you're doing isn't flashy. It's not exciting. I mean, I guess when you're in the courtroom, it is. But the overall general approach. But this is the way we have to do this if we're going to live in a civilized society. We have to follow the rules that are set up and do it the right way. But you can get justice, I think, if you really work at it. Our guest, Adam Lowery. Adam Lowey. We'll be right back. It's Rob Dew with the Infowars.com, Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are live. It's the Alex Jones Show. You can watch it or listening to it. But if you want to watch it live, you go to InfoWars.com/show and you can watch a free stream that we put out. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can just go to PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can also share your username and password with up to 20 people. And you get them educated. Right now we have Jimmy, we have Scott, Kristen, Chris, and Hal. We're going to go to your calls in this segment. But first, one of the products that I take just about every day, several times a week definitely, Survival Shield X2. It is nascent iodine. And let me tell you, there's nothing like the taste of iodine that's pure right on your tongue. I'll do a dropper full of this every once in a while. I usually put it in my my shakes that I make several times a week.
Good. It looks like it's working.
It helps, let me tell you. It's the ultra pure Survivor Shield Nascent Iodine is harvested from the deep earth crystals 8,000 feet below the surface. And it's ultra pure. Dr. Group spent, you know, years trying to secure this. And that's actually footage I shot at the laboratory where they make it. Those are the actual iodine crystals, if you're watching this on TV right now. And they keep them locked in a safe. And you can take these crystals out and put them on a hot plate in a little beaker, and they'll just gas up. It's so, like, powerful. And when you're in the room watching them make this stuff, they're, you know, basically mixing a few other ingredients together. And then they're in these big glass, you know, Dr. Group does everything in glass. And it's these big glass bowls. And it's being stirred constantly for a couple days. And then they shoot it into these little, these 1 ounce bottles. And if I was you, I would have several of these. Have one that you use. I use it on, I get cuts. I'll put it on the Band-Aid.
It works.
It works. It works better than anything you could buy, any of this antibacterial stuff. This just kills the bacteria. And I want to read a couple comments that people have really given this. It's got a 5-star rating. Improves overall well-being a lot. This is from JB in St. Louis. The pros, he says, it acts quickly, it's good taste, no side effects, produces results, and simple to take. It's very simple. This stuff is very powerful stuff that your body needs to work its best. I love it and will continue to use it and many other of the products here. Bottom line, yes, I would recommend it to a friend. No cons listed right there. And this is from Hornet in Ann Arbor, Michigan. OMG, which is tech speak for oh my God, this stuff is good. This is good stuff. Good taste, no side effects, produces results, simple to take, no cons, best uses for men and women. I first bought the X2 because I was worried about the leak in Japan, but my wife lost 30 pounds using it. Wow, that's amazing. I couldn't believe the weight just fell off. Thank you. And that's when you're able to get your thyroid back into working shape because it's been destroyed with all the crap we put in our bodies. When you're able to do that, everything in your body starts working again, and you will be amazed by it. Let me tell you. I am 41 years old, and I have, in the last year, started playing basketball again. And I think it's a lot of Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, eating right. I eat the inner food as well. I mean, let me tell you, and you can get all that stuff at the InfoWars store, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now we're going to go to some calls. You ready to take some calls?
I am.
All right. You look like you're ready. Jimmy from Michigan, you've been holding the longest. What is your question for our guest, Adam Lowy?
Hey, I was involved with I've been involved with the militia for several years, Mark Hornke and what have you, and I was also involved with the Huchari militia, which were accused of basically trying to do the same thing that's going on right now in our country.
Yeah, they put out some interesting videos at one point that looked, they looked a little suspicious. They kind of looked green screen and whatnot. Is that the videos you're referring to?
I didn't refer to any videos.
Oh, I guess I referred to them. But is that the same Huchari militia did they put out those videos?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the nine people, all nine of those people were very good friends of mine. They did 2 years in prison and were let go on the to the day. Anyway, that's beside the point. I understand defend people that have been brutalized by police. You probably, and you see that sometimes police officers are justified, and absolutely they are. How do you really look at the case? Do you decide it on the merits or the circumstance? Because I understand that the law says one thing, but the circumstances could certainly say another, That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I think it's a very good question, and I would first answer it by saying that I look at a lot of these cases, and I would say, without a doubt, the majority of them are justified, meaning that the police officer is justified in the use of force. And there's people who do civil rights cases who would strongly disagree with that, but I don't look at myself as an activist. I look at myself as a lawyer, and I focus on the facts. So I think most of the time, on cases you often don't hear about, there is a justification. And so when you're talking about the 20% that may not be justified, and I think it's about that number, I think it's a very, very fact-specific analysis. The law very much favors the police officer. If you look at a jury charge, the law is very much in the favor of a police officer
in what the police officer can say to get off. And so you must be very careful about what cases you're taking, and you have to look specifically at each factual circumstance. And so I've done this long enough to have a pretty good feel on how the case is being reported from the beginning, what the police officers, or excuse me, what the police department is saying or not saying, to raise a red flag in my mind about this doesn't sound right, and this is the case that we should look at.
There you go, Jimmy. Hey, I got one question for you. Those guys were all released afterwards, and they had no charges after that. Is that correct? It was all like gun charges that ended up getting dropped. Is that correct?
No, they did not have. There were three of them that pled guilty to crimes that they actually did commit.
Mm-hmm.
But the other six were completely set free. Now, one of these guys I've known for over 20 years. He is now the constable. The constable. I'm not lying.
Wow.
He got out of jail, ran for constable, and won.
To change the system, right? To work on changing the system from within.
Exactly. And a lot of these people were precinct delegates for the Republican Party. We've been fighting to try and change the Republican Party for a very long time. You know, and this is what the militia does. The militia is about citizenship. It is not about violence.
Totally agree
with
you. People
need to understand that. And anybody that's in the militia right now, when you see a cop filling up his car with gas, getting stuff in a grocery store, whatever, watch his back. Because if you do, and he understands that, he's going to watch yours when all of this breaks down.
Yeah. Hey, that's great advice, Jimmy. Thanks for calling in. Kristen, NPA, what is your question? Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. What's up? Thank you for taking my call. I just want to let you guys know you guys rock, seriously. I had a question, and then for your gentleman guest, and then a comment. Question. I apologize. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I've noticed that a lot of these cases, you know, they drag them out. It seems like they do it on purpose, trying to get people to forget what had happened. When you were just saying that this is already going on over a year, it's going to be 2 to 3 more years. Hello?
So I guess that's your question. Is this a tactic they use?
Absolutely. Yeah. Kristen's spot on. It's a deliberate strategy to delay.
It's to drain the pockets, I think.
Well, it's also just so people forget about what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, the longer something goes on, the more the public doesn't pay attention. And in this day and age of Twitter, of instant media, people forget. So Kristen's exactly right. Here in Austin, they always say that we have 6 months to investigate the shooting. And in 6 months, we will report to the public what the results are. And then they will often want an extension of that 6 months.
Right.
And then it'll go 6 months, 8 months. Here's the truth of the matter. Whenever you see a police shooting on television, something that just happened, when the police department comes to the scene, they know what happened within 20 minutes, maybe an hour. They always have their top investigators on it. This stuff is not rocket science. It's very obvious what happened, whether it was a clean shoot, whether it was a suspicious shooting. The very idea this needs to take 6 months or a long time is nonsense. But the government does it for Kristen's exact reason, so people forget about it.
And so lawyers can wordsmith the investigation and go, well, we've calculated that there's no culpability in this point.
Right. The longer it goes on, the more it benefits the government. Yeah. People forget about it. Witnesses disappear. It's just not that big of an issue. And I think you've seen that in other cities that have made national news, and that is absolutely a strategy.
All right. Hey, Kristen, anything else?
Yes. Alex was talking about some things, and, you know, I feel the same way. My spirit has been heavily, heavily burdened here lately. And, you know, I'm a God-fearing woman. You know, I read the Bible and always look to the Lord first. And as much as I want to see things change, to see that this is, you know, things are heading predestined, you know, that things are going to get so bad that there's only one person who can fix it, and that's God. And it's awesome to see people coming together, and I do believe, you know, the Lord is showing people, you know, the truth, and he wants people to take a stand with the, you know, the Planned Parenthood issue, with the, you know, the violence on civilians against the police, you know, the corruption in our government, the list goes on and on. But I really see more than anything, you know, we all consistently talk about a great awakening happening, and it's, I believe the Lord is showing these things. He's allowing these things to come to light so that
He's casting light on them so they so people, good, honest people can go, hey, this isn't right. We have to take a stand at this point, because if we don't, we only have ourselves to blame in the end. If we sit back and go, well, you know, God's going to take care of it. No, God is showing us so we take care of it. We're the ones here. We're the ones put here on this earth to take care of it. Hey, thanks for calling, Kristen. Really appreciate that. Hal, FEMA Region 3, what is your question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to start off by saying the reason why people need to watch InfoWars is one reason, and that's because nobody else really understands what the term New World Order means and can explain it like you guys. And until people do, they just cannot debate your platform on an intellectual level. With that being said, I have a question and then a serious prediction on the next false flag. First, my question is... let me start by saying a lot of people get stopped because a cop can ask them for their ID or whatever, but a lot of times there's instances where people just get stopped walking in the street where you're not even required to have an ID on you, and then what do you do at that point? Do you be subservient and just do what they tell you, or do you risk, you know, getting shot in the back of the neck? And I have a real prediction after that question.
All right. You answer that question, then I have a little story about the same, about that type of incident, but go ahead.
Right. Well, I think at the end of the day, you need to use common sense. I understand, as someone that practices constitutional law, that there is a series of rights that the citizens have, that they don't have to show a police officer an ID, they don't have to stand and talk to a police officer, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, if you want to get home, I would talk to the police officer. I mean, there's one thing about proving some sort of constitutional principle in theory or in law school when you're debating it. Well, you're on the street, I would just be respectful to the police officer, show him the ID, and treat him professionally. I think a lot of these issues arise, and when people don't do that, and the whole situation escalates, and it gets to the point in which the police officer then overreacts.
Yeah, do you want to turn it into a three-year chapter of your life over an ID? And I totally respect people who stand up for their rights. I do it. There was one incident, though. I was in Detroit, Michigan with Aaron Dykes, and we were shooting B-roll, a time-lapse of the city at night of Detroit. And we were at a park across a river, actually on a little island. And we were shooting this footage. Cops roll up. They get out. They start talking to us. One's a good cop. One's a bad cop. And they want to see ID. And Aaron's like, I don't have to show you my ID. And they're like, yes, you don't. You're right. And I just pulled out my ID. I said, I know I don't have to show it to you either, but I'm going to give you this so you will figure out that we're no problem here. All we're doing is shooting video, and then you're going to leave us alone. And they said, yeah. They looked at my ID, handed it back to me. They got in their car and left.
Right.
So we could have turned that into a big incident, but we didn't, and we went on with our lives, and they went on with their lives. So there's something to be said with, you know, using a little bit of common sense in these situations. So, Hal, go ahead with your prediction.
Thank you for that answer. Pretty much got what I was looking for there. What I was predicting, though, is something that I've been kind of picking up on in a lot of subliminals about, like, an assassination. And I know you guys had a guest on, I can't remember who it was, predicted that whenever the final false flag came in, it was actually going to be in FEMA Region 3, where I'm calling from. And then it's just all this weird timing in September, and with Obama going to Alaska to shoot this weird episode with Bear Grylls in Alaska and changing to Mount McKinley. Researched who President McKinley was, and there were some striking coincidences between similarities between McKinley and Obama. And McKinley was assassinated in his second term of presidency by a...
don't say it was a guy named Denali. You can say that, I'm going to freak out.
Yep, and with the Pope coming in to right. Philadelphia, which is in FEMA Region 3 at that time.
That was my question, yes.
I just thought that basically this is how I predicted a long time how it would go down, was that it would be an assassination on somebody, like a sniper assassination, and that person would be wounded. Everybody would think he was dead, but really he would be in critical condition for a while. And I'm not sure what would happen after that, and that's my prediction. And thanks a lot, you guys. Love you guys.
Bye. All right, we'll mark it as a prediction. And if it comes to pass, you will be known as a prophet. Hal in FEMA Region 3. See who's next here. Scott in Nebraska. What is your question for our guest, Adam Lowy?
I've got a statement, and then I got two questions. They've been using these false flags and this MK Ultra. They've been winding them up and basically starting a war, you know, and they're starting a war now between the police department, military, and the citizens. The ultimate goal, the confiscations of the gun, to conform to the New World Order. And you know, Obama's saying the same thing, that we got to be like the rest of the world, that nobody can have guns and all that. And ultimately, that's going to end up with the mark of the beast, where you have to have a mark to buy or sell. Don't we need an army of lawyers to stop this war? Because when we're talking military and police, we're getting dangerously close here. And the other part of this is, do you have someone that you can recommend as an MK lawyer, MK Ultra lawyer?
Do you know what MK Ultra is?
I don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you after the break, because it's going to take a little bit longer than the 10, 15 seconds we have here. Scott, we're gonna answer that question when we come back and take a couple more calls, and then that'll be end of the show, and then we're going to do an hour of overdrive. I'm going to have Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo in here. We're going to cover some stories, show you that shocking video that really sickened me to my stomach yesterday when I put it out on the Alex Jones channel.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Yeah.
segment of the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Once again, you can watch this on TV at Infowars.com/show. And the reason I keep pushing that is because I was one of the people that helped put this studio together in terms of wrangling construction people and designers and lighting people.
It's a gorgeous studio.
Let me tell you, I'm in love with this studio. I really do like it. We've had, I love the shiny floor. It is a pain to clean every once in a while, but we do it, and it looks great, and to me, it helps enhance the image of what we're, you know, putting out. It gives our information more credibility.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
And having lawyers on sometimes helps. I have a love-hate relationship with lawyers, although I do love my old lawyer, Stuart Rhodes, who helped me out, and I got arrested for in 2009 at the G20 in Pittsburgh. So, Scott, you were asking about MK Ultra, and that was the mind control program run by the CIA, where they would use LSD to dose people up to make them more suggestible and then get them to control their actions. There's Ted Kaczynski was in the MK Ultra program. He even wrote that in his manifesto. Some people think the shooter in Colorado, the Batman shooter, was also involved in this because he was in some weird mind control stuff too in his college. But so Scott was asking if you could recommend a lawyer for these types of cases.
Scott, I cannot recommend a lawyer for those types of cases, but I'm certain lawyers are out there that do them. I would just Google an MK Ultra lawyer, but I do not focus on that type.
The big thing is being able to show damage, right? At the end of the day, you have to be able to show you've been damaged some way and have some sort of proof of that.
Right.
And, and that is hard.
Right. And I'll also say this. I can't overstate this point. The hardest thing to do in the legal system, in my opinion, is suing the government.
Yeah.
When you look at the hurdles that you have to deal with.
Or defend yourself from the government.
Right.
The government's coming after you. It's,
absolutely.
It's
you're dealing with an entity with unlimited money, mm-hmm. with unlimited resources. And this is what the public often doesn't realize. The way they write the laws completely favor the government.
Yeah.
And because the government writes the laws. So the government is not going to make it easy for you to sue the government.
Right.
And that is a fundamental fact that I often have to explain to people and explain to my clients that it's difficult. It's challenging. And so a case like that would be extra challenging because you'd be up against the federal government.
Right.
Dealing with classified information. And
they could hide behind that very easily.
Very easily. And yeah. I always do it.
Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, go ahead.
Do you handle civil rights cases?
Yes.
Great. And maybe I missed this, but did you mention, first question I have is it difficult for an attorney to be a civil rights attorney because they're afraid of going in front of the judges and losing they're basically being muted by the same judge in the same jurisdiction.
There are certain jurisdictions where I think that's true. I think here in Austin, Texas, that's not true. I've never experienced that. I think the most judges realize that we have civil rights for a reason, and they properly adjudicate the cases. And truthfully, the judges don't need to make it extra hard than it already is. It's already difficult because of the way the laws are written. And so I haven't personally experienced that. I have had colleagues that I have talked to that have experienced that, though, in other cities.
And if you want to get in contact with Adam, you can reach him through his website at loewyfirm.com, LOEWYFIRM.com. There it is right there. Got some nice-looking office ladies with you.
I do. I have a great team.
Yeah.
And it's a new design by our great marketing director, Kate Terry, and I think it makes me look good.
All right. Hey, you want to do 5 minutes of overdrive? We'll take the rest of these
calls.
Sure. Let's do it. We're going to do 5 minutes of overdrive with Adam Lowy, attorney for the Larry Jackson family. And he's going to take some of your calls. We're going to finish that up. And then we're going to have Shakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo here. I'm Rob Dew. This is The Alex Jones Show. You're tuned in. I hope you like it. Infowars.com/show.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.